Hey, this is the Bud Man, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. And with me today is Howard Channon from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Howard.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it to discuss the sale of your home. You can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And if you want to get in touch with Howard, you can call that number as well, because we're happy to help you and all that kind of good stuff. And everybody's here in the holiday spirit. Everybody's running for those last minute packages and all of those kinds of things. And I heard some people talk about that they haven't even started shopping or anything yet for so they're getting down to the last 10 days, I think it is.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I've just got two people that I've got to find something for, and then I'm kind of done, which is kind of a good feeling. But, you know, we're here to talk about real estate and what's going on with that in the Central Florida market. And as we mentioned, I think last week, that they say that December is a good time to get a house under contract because you're not dealing with a lot of people that are doing that at this time of year. So the competition is less competitive, obviously. And so you're going to have the opportunity to possibly get a good deal. And it doesn't mean that you're going to have to do a lot of stuff before the holidays if you do put a house under contract now, but you're going to be able to get that savings by doing it now. And all of the inspections and those things can be done, you know, after the holidays. So it really isn't a big deal to go ahead and do that. And so I think it's a good time to go ahead and get the ball rolling.
That's right. You can get the attention of a real estate professional, your lender, all of the people that are typically distracted this time of year. You jump into the housing market and shop for a home, and you'll have the attention of all these professionals.
Absolutely. And it makes it a lot better. And then you've got those sellers out there that are getting desperate, and they're like, hey, you know, what can I do? Who can I sell my house to? So it's always a good time to do it. And if you're looking at as a seller, the other thing that's going on right now is that you probably have noticed it on the roads, because most of us do, is that this is a huge time of year where there are a lot of visitors in town, and the parks actually have their blackout dates. And so as a result of that, you know, you've got a lot more people that are actually here looking for property than a normal everyday basis. So you do want to get your house on the market so that you don't miss those people if that's the kind of person that you're looking for. And one of the things that I found this week is that obviously Orlando is a great place where people come and everything, but what we found is that it is actually, I believe, one of the top places for Orlando nabs Florida's number two spot for international home buyers. So in doing that, if you're looking that everybody wants to sell their house to that international guy that's going to pay above asking price, is one of the things that everybody wants to do. And so this is a time of year that would be a good time to have your house on the market if you want to do that. So we are the number two choice in Florida in regards to that, which is a really big deal. One of the first places where people are coming from internationally to buy the houses is Brazil, is 20% of the people that are coming here from Brazil. Canada is number two with 8%, and then Venezuela, China, Colombia, and the list goes on. So I thought that what we would talk a little bit about is that for that foreign buyer, you might be thinking, well, how is that going to affect me? And basically, there are opportunities for the foreign buyer to get a loan, and that's called a foreign national loan.
That's right.
And so there's some actually pretty nice products out there that work for that. So I know that there's one that's for a primary and a second home that's different than if they were getting an investment property. Is that right?
Well, that's true. Really, it affects the down payment that's required. But before I even get into that, what's really important is a lot of times customers come to us and they may be from another country, but they're a permanent resident here in America and they have the green card. And what they don't realize a lot of times is they can actually get the same type of mortgage that any U.S. citizen can get. So we can get them a conventional loan or an FHA loan and all of the different sub-products that are available. But if they are truly a non-resident, if they're a foreign national, then if they're looking to buy a home, say as a primary or as a second home, a vacation home, then they would need to put 35% down, which is a substantial down payment. But people from other countries that come here looking for property, they understand that. They typically sure do. And then if it's going to be an investment property, let's say they're going to rent it out, then they need to put 45% down. So it's even more substantial at that point. And there's different programs available. Typically, they're not fixed rate loans. They're locked in for the first 5 years. So what we call a 5-1 ARM. So it's locked in for 5 years. After that, it becomes an adjustable rate every year.
Wow, that's awesome. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home's sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Howard Channon from Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach myself or Howard, you can call us at 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So one of the reason I said that's awesome with the adjustable rate is because it really, most people that come from another country that are coming to purchase, what they're going to do is that they usually go ahead and they are going to pay, for the most part, mostly cash because they want to make sure that their money is not, you know, tied to the foreign exchange rate and all of those kinds of things as well. And I've actually had some clients that they were getting a loan on the property, but they might have gotten a loan on a property in the country where they came from, so that they didn't have to worry with that exchange rate and everything. Because obviously, if they're coming from another country, that does affect them.
That's right, yeah.
And I have had quite a few clients that did go into these five-year ARMs when they were buying the properties. And then what they did is that they paid it off after that 5 years. And so it just bought them some time.
Exactly.
And that's what's great about it, because they can decide if this is something that they want to do or don't want to do. And it gives them that option, and it's obviously going to give them a better rate because it's got that adjustable interest rate.
Very true.
And so, and I guess that that's something that we should explain is what an ARM is for all of those people out there. We get kind of caught in the terms that we're like, oh, yeah, I know what that is. But what it is an ARM is an adjustable rate mortgage is
exactly
what that stands
right.
for. And so the other thing that's great about the foreign national, because they've got a big chunk put down, 35 or 45%, is that they don't need an international credit report. Is that correct?
That is correct. There was a time years ago when we were required to obtain those, but now all we need are three creditor letters. So that could be from their banker, from their mortgage company in their home country, or any other creditor in which they've had a loan relationship. So if from Canada, if the customer is from Canada, we still do require a credit report. They have a very similar system. But from any other country, there's no report required.
So it does make it pretty easy for them to do that. Now, in the past, I know that the foreign national loans took a little bit longer than the like a traditional loan for a regular person from America. Is that still true or
not really? It, you know, it's sort of like the traditional loans where it sort of depends on the customer. As fast as they can get us the documentation, that's how fast we can close the loan. So right now we're closing loans in 20-25 days. It just depends though if we ask for a certain item such as those creditor letters and they delay a couple weeks, then of course that'll delay their loan.
That's awesome. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or online, centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pumet from Frontgate Realty. She just arrived. Welcome, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have Howard Channon from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Howard.
Thank you.
And in order to discuss the sale of your home, all you have to do is call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And we were talking before the break about some of the information in regards to the foreign national loan and what you have to do for it and everything and the difference. And the good news is that the time in order to get it approved doesn't take any longer than a regular loan. It's all dependent, obviously, with every loan that comes through the door on whether or not the people actually do what they have to do to get you the information in order to evaluate it.
Documentation.
Yeah.
That's right.
And there's no way to avoid that documentation. It's just something that you have to do. And so when they ask for something, it's something that you're much better off going Johnny on the spot and getting it to people right away. And then when you do that, that just makes your life so much easier because, like you were saying, Howard, that you can get a loan done in 20 to 25 days. So if you've got a 30-day contract and your loan is approved 10 days in advance, that is such a blessing for everybody involved because you know you're just waiting for the time to happen then as opposed to something that could happen at the last minute that delays it. And then everybody, it kind of causes usually a domino effect because the seller is moving from one place to another. And when they're out of that house or whatever, then they're like going, oh, my gosh, you know, now I'm paying for two places and what the heck is going on? And so it does definitely cause a big problem if that is what's happening. So you want to make sure that you're doing everything that you can to make sure that the time is not delayed. And the most seamless, best way to get it done is to just give everybody what they ask for when they ask for it, and then you don't run into problems. So what we were talking about is the foreign national loans, and they don't require a credit report unless they're from Canada, but they do require letters from creditors. And then when it comes to employment, they need to have kind of similar things as what they do in the U.S. because you need to make sure that they can obviously repay that loan.
That's correct. So in the U.S., after the housing crisis, they instituted something called ATR, which is the ability to repay. And it set forth certain guidelines that all lenders have to follow and adhere to. And, of course, things like pay stubs and tax returns are required, even on a foreign national loan. As is a verification of employment. So we still need to get those items for all types of lenders or types of customers.
And probably one thing that's important to know as well is that everything needs to be translated into English if it's not in English, because obviously, you know, the people that are looking at it, they are definitely speaking English and they just need to make sure that everything is copacetic with that.
That's right. So we have customers right now from France, from Germany, from Switzerland, and from the UK. Obviously, the UK, not a problem.
Right.
From England, we don't need a translation. However, for the other three, we have hired, or actually in one case, the customer hired their own company, a document translation service company, and we do have to get that. Now, it doesn't need to be every single word. So when you have tax returns or pay stubs or bank statements, just the important points, of course, just to let us know what this document says, how much money might be in an account, how much they've earned in a previous year. So, yes, you do need to get that translated.
Yeah, and you do need to have it by, like you said, a service that's going to do it that you're paying for, because you can't just translate it on your own
correct.
And say, this is what it is.
That's correct.
It has to be done by a third party so that you know that it actually is what it is and not saying completely different.
That is right.
And you don't rely on Google Translate.
No, we don't.
However, when we're dealing with customers, sometimes we do. It's always kind of comical because
I use it all the time.
when we're having, you know, people usually speak some English and we can kind of barrel through it. But when it comes down to it, it makes it, Google Translate works really good to actually speak in what we're trying to say. And then it does at least some semblance of what we're trying to convey to the people. So we use Google Translate all the time. It's a great tool.
Yeah, it's on my phone, the app, so I don't usually leave without it. Because people just have a tendency to just talk, you know, obviously in their native tongue. And I don't sometimes want to say to them, oh, I don't understand. So I'm like, okay, no problem. Oh, this is what you meant. All right, great, I got you.
It's handy.
It is handy, but it's not good enough to use for when you're getting a loan. So the other thing is that one of the things that as a foreign national that they're obviously checking assets.
Correct. So the strength of a foreign national loan is mostly determined by one's assets. Most investors out there, they want to look at that first. And so, of course, you'll need bank statements. You'll need a schedule of real estate to show what properties you own in other countries or in the U.S., and it must detail things like taxes and insurance. And not every country has the same type of system that we do. There may be a property owned without, that's not insured, or certainly that doesn't have an HOA or things like that. But we still need to document as best as possible. And also the customer needs to demonstrate that they have reserves for every mortgage that they do have on that schedule of real estate. You have to have 6 months worth of reserves to show that you can pay in adverse times.
That's great. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Howard Shannon with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So as you can see, the people that are getting that foreign national loan, they're very solid financially, because I see another thing that they need is 20 months of reserves for all monthly debt. So they're, when the bank is going into a loan for these type of people, there's very little risk.
That's correct. And that's why I said that assets are king. It's so important for the investor. Now, that one is, I kind of put in gray here because it's not always required. 20 months is of other debt is helpful for the investor, but it's something that is not mandatory in all cases.
Yeah, but it's like if every person who is buying a house, I mean, we would have no foreclosures.
Oh, that is correct.
When it came to that, if you had to have 6 months in reserves of your payments, if you had to put 35% to 45% down, and then you had several months in reserve of your monthly debt on other things, I mean, everybody would be, it would probably be really hard to sell houses except for people that had cash.
I would say that we'd probably close our doors by next Friday if we require that of every customer.
Yeah, so the bottom line is that everybody's not perfect, and everybody has, and it's always the cream of the crop that actually is coming to buy a second home in Central Florida as well, you know, from other countries. And so as a result of that, you know, there's very little risk, like we said, for the person. So it's like if you're looking at selling a home to somebody that's from another country, there's very little, you know, you're going to be selling and getting your money at closing, so it doesn't matter. But the bank isn't going to be in any kind of pain or whatever as well, because the bottom line is that, first of all, if the people walk away and never make a payment, they've already got 35 to 45% equity in the property. So that's a huge thing right there. And it just makes sense. So it's like, so it goes through a lot more hoops than the average U.S. citizen does. But it's necessary to make sure that our real estate is not going to be inflated by somebody buying it from a foreign country or anything, that the market stays very consistent as a result of it, which is the good news. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have Howard Channon from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Howard.
Thank you. Good morning.
As you probably know, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So I think we've kind of gone through a little bit on the foreign national loan. We were talking about how it's a great time to buy or sell your house right now. If you are a seller, I think it's a great time to get your house on the market, because when January 1st hits, then usually the market gets flooded. If your house is already there, then that's good, or you're ready to go on at that point in time. And a lot of people think that when you're going to put your house on the market, that it's just really simple, that I'm going to decide today, it's going to be there tomorrow. But there's a lot of things that we do to get ready to put your house on the market, and you just can't do that in a day.
Mm-mm.
Because you want to have professional photos. You want to make sure that those exist in order to get that done. You want to make sure that the wording that is done, you want to spend some time and resonate on it a little bit to make sure that when we do put your house on the market, that we're putting its best foot forward. Because a lot of people do go online, and so we want to make sure that online everything's ready to go. And so it does take a little bit of time to do it right, and to make sure that you have that first impression. But I think it's so critical to do. And so, like I said, if you are thinking that you want to put your house on the market in January, it doesn't hurt to talk to us now, because that's really important to make sure that we actually, you know, get the right thing done and everything when it comes to those kinds of things.
Correct. Yeah, plus, I mean, it gives the sellers, you know, time to be able to maybe get some stuff too. Like maybe they wanted to put some stuff away. You know, maybe, yeah, you know, they're packing or something like that. So it gives a little bit of space or time. I mean, some sellers are ready to sell yesterday, and then there's some that are ready to sell like in 1 or 2 months, and they kind of want to get their feet wet and get the, you know, the ball rolling, but not too fast. So it just really depends on the situation and the person.
Yeah, absolutely. So it doesn't hurt. You know, one of the services that we offer as well is that we're willing to come in there and tell you what things would make a difference for you to do to get top dollar out of your home, or things that you might think you need to do that you really don't need to do. So mm-hmm. we run into that a lot of times where people think, oh, I need to do this, that, or the other thing, and they really don't need to do it. They're not going to get any more money or any faster sale for mm-hmm. doing some of those things. Obviously, painting and those kinds of things are things that are kind of no-brainers that really do make a difference, but you want to make sure that you're picking the right color that you put on your walls.
Yep.
A few years ago, taupe was completely in, and now everything is the grays and the blues and all that kind of thing. And so you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. And when we're putting a seller's house on the market, you know, one of the things that's really important is to make sure that when it does go under contract, that it does close. Because unfortunately, in the Central Florida market, it's over, I think, well, it's less than 65% that actually close when they go under contract, mm-hmm. which is really a sad thing. So one of the things that, you know, we want to do and that we do is that we do partner with Butler and with Howard and your team, that if we get a buyer that comes in, that they have to get qualified with Butler to make sure that the buyer is actually viable. Now, all of them aren't necessarily going to use Butler because they might have somebody else, but we think that it's a good opportunity mm-hmm. for them to really compare apples to apples, number one. And number two, we know that we've got a good bona fide buyer that's actually going to be able to close on the property. Because there's nothing more difficult than when you've got a contract and that it's not going to go through because that buyer didn't qualify. And there were some red flags probably at the beginning that were ignored by some people. Mm-hmm. And that just makes everybody's life miserable. And so it's better to find out at the very beginning yep. in regards to what's going on than to wait until you're halfway through and you've already made plans and you planned that that money's going to be there. And it's not. It's much better to find out right at the very beginning that if we're going to have challenges, this is what our challenges are going to be. And so we can cross those off the list right away and figure out a way that it's a win-win situation, right, as opposed to trying to make everything happen at the last minute that's not going to happen. And I think that we've all seen situations where everybody thought that something was going to happen, or something came up in the credit report, or something came up at the last minute or whatever. And I mean, there are going to be times when somebody loses their job right before closing,
mm-hmm.
that is going to definitely put a red flag and stop everything from happening. And obviously those kinds of things are happening and happen, and there might be like a major illness or an accident or those kinds of things that you can go, okay, well, that's just life. I have to deal with it. But the things that you don't want to deal with are somebody that's supposedly qualified, and then all of a sudden they don't.
Yeah.
Preventable.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Howard Channon with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And there's any number of reasons why loans may not go through, because everybody has to have, there's certain things that have to happen in order for that loan to be qualified. You have to have the down payment. You can get some closing costs from sellers, and there are certain first-time buyer programs that make it easier for you to get a loan than if you don't have those, if you're not a first-time buyer. And the interesting thing is that a first-time buyer is considered a first-time buyer if you haven't owned a property in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that a lot of people don't know, that maybe they lost their house, you know, 10 years ago or something, as due to a foreclosure or a short sale or something, and they haven't owned anything since. Well, if you haven't owned anything in 3 years, then you're considered a first-time home buyer.
That's right.
So it makes it easier for you to get in and get everything rocking and rolling and everything again. But it really is important, I think, for everybody to know that it's just, you know, when you're going to buy or sell a house, it comes down to a meeting of the minds between all parties. That as a seller, you can want X amount of dollars for your house, but you're only going to get X amount of dollars if somebody's willing to pay that amount of money. And unfortunately, that's what it is. The market kind of determines what your house is worth. And we do get more money than the average realtor does for our sellers. And the way that we do that is because we're able to expose the house to more people. And when you do that, obviously, you do more marketing, and so you're going to get more people in.
Look at it.
And it's the law of supply and demand. When you've got more people looking, then you're going to get a higher price and everything. And so when you're doing that, that's how we do that. But I think it's really important that you look at the whole big picture when it comes to your home buying or selling needs, and really look and see. And one of the things that we've talked to Howard and his team about is that when you are looking at purchasing, that you want to go ahead and get yourself pre-approved. And what that means is that there isn't going to be any surprises when it comes to closing, because you've already approved. It's just the house that has to approve.
That's right. So you mentioned before how when you don't go through that process, how miserable it can be. So
yes.
Conversely, when our borrowers come to us ahead of time, before they start shopping and get pre-approved, they comment how smooth the transaction was when it's all done at settlement. And it makes for a much cleaner transaction for everybody, because there's so many third parties involved. There's an appraiser, there's a surveyor, there's a title company, there's the underwriter. So
the list goes on and on.
That's exactly right.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
Yeah. You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Howard Channon from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Howard.
Thank you.
And as you know, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can contact any of us at 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And I think that what, you know, we were talking about the last segment, that there are some deals that fall apart that does not make it good in anybody's eyes. It's just, it makes what was a positive experience a negative experience. And so there are some government regulations that we run into that are required that happen that I don't think everybody understands in regards to how the whole loan process happens, because they think that when they go out of underwriting, then, hey, underwriting said I'm okay, so we're good to go. But that's not necessarily what the situation is.
That's right. So a few years ago, the government decided to change some guidelines, and they created something that basically integrated a couple of other older laws. And this one was called TRID, T-R-I-D. It's basically T stands for, it's only the government can combine acronyms to make another acronym, but T stands for TILA, which was the Truth in Lending Act, very old act. The R is for RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. I is for integrated, and D is for disclosure. So TRID basically was designed to create sort of a cooling off period in the beginning of a loan and at the end of the loan. So, the cooling off period is more towards the end. In the beginning, disclosures have to be provided within 3 business days of an application. And what is an application but 6 bits of data? Once you receive a customer's name, Social Security number, their income, property address, a loan amount, and an estimated value of the property, that constitutes an application. And once we receive that, we're required within 3 business days to submit a loan estimate.
Well, and I think that's really good too, because, and I know that when the loan is completed, that it has to have, that the numbers that were on that original estimate have to be pretty close.
That's correct.
And the thing that I'll never forget is that it was kind of early on in my career, and I was working with the client and they were working with the bank, and they were buying about $500,000 house. So it was a pretty decent size house that they were buying. And the day before closing, they received their statement that told them what everything was that they were going to have to pay. And there was an extra $4,000 payment on there from the bank. And they were just surprised by it, and they didn't know what to do with it. And at that point, it's too late. You're either going to get the house and pay the $4,000, or you're not going to get the house, is basically what it came down to. And so for situations like that is absolutely why this law has gone into effect,
right,
to avoid that, so that you don't have any surprises at the end. And if you do have a surprise at the end, then, like you said, there's a cooling off period that they have to get this document once everything's approved that says this is everything. And so you've got time to digest it before you're at the closing table and you have to come up with all this money that you didn't know that you had to come up with.
Right. Just like a loan estimate that has to be provided 3 business days after application, a closing disclosure, which mirrors that loan estimate, needs to be provided 3 business days prior to the closing. So the customers had a chance to review it and even sign it, and that makes the closing so much more smooths out the closing.
Well, it does. And the biggest challenge might be is that the person that's looking at those documents might not know 100%
what they're even looking at.
What they're looking at, exactly. Right. But the other side of the coin is that it does give everybody peace of mind to know that up front you're going to know what you're going to be paying, and at the end it should mirror that. And if there isn't, if it doesn't mirror it, then there are some implications for the lender, I believe.
That's right. And actually, in most cases now, there are tolerance levels built in. And there's 3 different types. Some of the fees, such as origination fees to the lender, there's zero tolerance. It cannot...
Can't be more.
Exactly. It cannot be any different than what you disclosed up front. And then there are certain fees in which the customer is able to shop for that it can be higher because the customer shopped and decided with a certain service company, say a pest control company, things like that. And then there are other ones where they cannot shop for, where we can't deviate by about 10%. So there's the three tolerance levels. And that's important because, you know, in the beginning when this whole thing started a few years ago, this TRID, this whole new regulation, we all referred to it as DIRT, TRID backwards. And that's because we thought it was going to complicate things, but it really has made things a lot smoother for the buyer. They feel a lot more comfortable knowing that they've got the closing disclosure 3 business days prior to the closing.
Yep, absolutely. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Howard Channon with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And it really is important that everybody knows up front what's going to happen, I think, to the best of everybody's ability, because this is such a huge transaction for anybody that's going through it, whether you're a buyer or whether you're a seller, and just knowing what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. And so being able to talk to somebody that can tell you what that is, but that they're going to actually sit down and go through all the steps with you is absolutely very critical. And I think that when you're a buyer, one of the things that we've talked about consistently too is that the best thing for you to do is to actually sit down with the lender and with Howard or your team in order to go through and figure out where you're at when you're starting. So you can see, okay, this is how much of a house payment that I can afford. This is how much I really want to spend. And that you're putting yourself in a realistic step. And there are things that you can do that maybe you can reduce your payment by doing a little something 30 days earlier than what you actually want to get the loan for, or 60 days sometimes in that case. Or there might be things that you want to do that you want to get a loan that's less than what you're qualified for, and you could reduce your interest rate and your payments lower, or the amount that you have to put down is lower. I mean, there's all kinds of options, but all that comes with planning. Yeah. And I think that's the really important thing, that it doesn't have to take a long time to plan. But sometimes if you do hold off, we were meeting with some people a couple of weeks ago that we gave to Howard and his team. And what their advice was is that, you know, you've got a few months to wait on your loan, on your lease that you have. You can get out of it at any time, but you're going to be in a much better position if you wait 60 days than if you did something now. They could afford it now, but it would actually make a better decision for them of saving probably about $100 a month if they would do something in that 60 days and then wait for that to happen. So when you're looking at the Credit Karmas and all of those kinds of things, those aren't the same way that a lender is going to look at your credit score and look at everything that's on your your plate. So you definitely want to make sure that you're talking to the right people to make sure that you're going to get exactly what you want, as opposed to doing something else that's not what you want to do.
Well, I heard with the Credit Karma, it's like anywhere like 10, 20, 30 points off, right?
It can be. That's
or
right.
Like even up to 40. Because I get these little papers in the mail all the time. I sign up for that credit thing. And Credit Karma will say, let's say 627, but I'll get the letter in the mail. It's like 694. I'm like, hey, what's going on here? That's a big difference. But I get people all the time to say, well, Credit Karma said I have this. And I'm like, yeah, but we still need to talk with the lender to verify and make sure that we're on the same page.
Right. It's akin to some of the other websites that talk about valuation, right?
Yeah.
And when you get an appraisal, it may be 10, 20, 30% different, higher or lower than what you see online.
Exactly.
Yeah, the online values are usually not very accurate. It's a computer figuring out what your value is, not what somebody's going to pay.
Exactly.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.